Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rap!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Alright. In 15 minutes, you guys will probably all be f***ing fine with this, okay? So I'll just sum it up this way, as fast as I can. That is the most humiliating game in the last f***ing 10 years I've been involved with. How can we f***ing get picked on the first base? How can you do that? What the f*** is that about? What do you think you're f***ing with here? This isn't about some goddamn game. This is about lives.
Calls here. Griff in about 15 minutes. Cosby Cattleman, and then we'll go down to the Rocket City. Welcome in, sir.
Bonjour, Monsieur King. I'm sure you've already given us the update. I'm turning on a little late. Did you have a great fourth?
I did. Yeah, it was good. Good ribs.
Little ribs, huh?
Yes.
Bill, I went straight down the middle. Hamburgers and hot dogs. Hard to screw that up, isn't it? And about enough natty light to fill up a swimming pool.
No Dickel?
Yeah, a little bit there, just not much, but a little Dickel in there. But I hope you and your listeners had a great fourth and stayed safe and all that. Man, this world's getting crazy, Bill.
Yep.
Hey, Bill, first off, this, I don't know if this play came up or not, probably didn't. We lost a great TV sports guy over the weekend, Hammer and Hank. Anybody mention that?
Hank Goldberg, many years at ESPN, from the Miami area, right, passed away. He was 82.
Yeah, I think maybe in Northeastern, but known for his work in Miami and horse racing right. Also. But you got a gambling guy on, and he was pretty strong when watching the he did college picks too. He was a college picker too, but we lost a good one. So
he was. I actually met him. He was coming through town about 20 years ago, and needed a place to do his show. So he stopped and did his show at WLAC, and he came by, and we spent about 2 hours together. Good guy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you'd cross paths, and you're working
one time.
Cross paths. I called him up one time down in South Florida. He had a show on QAM down there when I was down there. I called him up one time. So,
listen to this. Quick 15 second
story. He was doing a regular over the air show, regular like anybody else. And I called him and kind of pretty happy I did now. I called Matt Drudge one time, Bill.
I was in Miami listening, and I just happened to tune into Hank Goldberg's show down there on that station you were telling me about. And here's the reason I remember it. It was the day Howard Cosell died, and Hank was talking about it.
Wow, really?
Yep, that's why I remember it.
One other thing, Bill, I was thinking about, I didn't mean to ask you this. How long did you do that show with Clymer and Biddle? I used to love that show. Was that pre-XM? When did you do? What years would that have been?
Some of it overlapped. It was about 03 to 04. Six-ish, probably. But Clymer came on before that, and then we've been in a couple places with Clymer. But, yeah, Clymer, David got pancreatic cancer and died a couple of years ago, and Joe has not been in good health at all.
Yeah, I heard you saying that. Now, that was an evening show, too, wasn't it?
No, that was an afternoon. Yeah,
afternoon. like afternoon. Of course, it gets dark so quickly over there in the winter, it turns into
right.
A nice show.
Right.
A lot of great memories there, a lot of great shows. But we used to really get it old. We'd get fired up, those Peabody fans, didn't we, back in the old days?
That's true.
Hey, Bella Recruit, just a couple of quick questions for you and get out of your way. Did any of those morons in your living room eating the ribs commit to Kentucky?
No, one of the top players in Kentucky committed to Tennessee.
Yeah,
Holy
yeah I saw that. Heard the KSR crowd's not too happy about it. I think they're a little behind on NIL. Of course, they've had an NIL program involving thoroughbreds for 120 years. But, hey, Bill, this Polynesian lineman, that's what I was really calling you about. What's the dude's name? I can't even pronounce these dudes half the time anymore. They're at
Mayoga. Mayoga. Yeah, he's big 6'6".
Yeah, that was Tennessee-Miami battle. Chose the U. I understand Miami, Cristobal picked him up, a Polynesian lead recruiter. But a lot of people think, you know, we got the $8 million man up here who happens to be Polynesian or whatever he is. And you're not going to get them all in this NIL world. Of course, Tennessee lost Carnell Tate, supposedly to what, Ohio State. So Jughead's 0-2 on his last couple of four-star battles.
They're up to number 9 or number 10, though, Tennessee
is
in the rankings.
You're not going to get them all in this crazy world. They bounce around and play at 3 or 4 different schools. It's not probably that big a deal in the main scheme of things. But one of the knocks on Heupel, Bill's he's a ho-hum recruiter. Couldn't even sign Aaron Hayden's kid. Didn't Aaron Hayden's kid wind up at Ohio State?
I don't think Ohio State.
Was it Michigan? It's Michigan, maybe. Michigan, I think. But I think he went somewhere up there in the Big Ten. And
from Memphis.
That's just always kind of been the knock on Heupel there. Bill's a kind of lazy recruiter, you know, kind of a boring, you know, former lock personality, I guess. You've heard it. You're still tuned in enough on the recruiting trail. That's why I think they should have brought Kiffin back. We know Kiffin's not a ho-hum recruiter, don't we?
He might be the best transfer portal guy out there, too.
Yeah, but Fulmer needed to hire a Bama goon, and now we're stuck with this, and Kiffin's down there in the Grove waiting on his next NFL gig. And Gruden's out of work out there in Vegas. And John Curry's over there in Wake Forest. It's the circle of life, isn't it, Bill? Fulmer ruined us again.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Bill, great to let you hear. You had a great fourth there, and just to hang in and get that Gator back down to the Harpeth. I'll see y'all in triple digit heat index again. See you.
Get another one. Wolverine Dan, welcome in. We were seasoning the ribs before we put them on, and I said, Michelle, see that bag back there? That's Wolverine Dan's. Let's use some more of that. So we use your seasoning.
Well, you know, I'm honored.
It was good.
As much as you're the aficionado when it comes to barbecue, you made my day, brother.
It was very good.
Well, thank you. Today, happy belated 4th of July, first off. Today's a busy day. I have my one-year-old granddaughter that I made the dinosaur for. She likes Papa Dan's meatloaf. I come in the kitchen. When she sees me walk in the kitchen, Bill, she knows there's about to something happen. So she's here eating my meatloaf, and I've got contractors on my carport working on it, and then I got a painter in one of the rooms. So there's a lot of noise going on right now, Bill.
It's good, man.
It's all good. It's all for the kick of the football, the pigskin. So I'm excited, and let's discuss about the two teams coming back, or I should say coming in the Big Ten. Happy about it. There's a lot of money involved. Fox is dishing out a lot of cash to each team. So it leads me to this question. Now, Notre Dame's got its own broadcasting, which is NBC. So that does their games. But here's the deal. I'm not sure what the amount of money is they're offering each Big Ten team, because I know SEC got quite a bit with ESPN. What if you threw Notre Dame in the ring with the Big Ten? With that, to me, I would think it would increase the offer for each team if Notre Dame came in the fold. You think that would happen?
That's what the Big Ten wants to happen. That's what everybody is waiting on. Not much big, at least for now, gets done until that is rectified, whether it happens or not.
Well, we all know what it's like to watch an Alabama-Auburn game, Ohio State-Michigan game, and it would be lovely to see Notre Dame every year play like the USC back in the day, and they play them every year at UCLA. I think that would be wonderful for the Big Ten. This is where everybody's going, and they're going to be left. Well, here's the deal is if everybody moves to these mega conferences and Notre Dame still sits out, so they're not getting really a piece of the pie. And I think the only time Notre Dame, I personally think, moved to the Big Ten is it's got to be more money than what they're making now. I'm sure that's all. The offer's going to be more than what they're making now, correct?
Yeah, their NBC agreement's only $15 million a year.
Oh, that's not much.
No,
wow.
Not in that world.
Wow. Wow, I did not know that. That's, wow. And not to mention being on Fox, which, you know, it's, not only college football, but they're getting
hot and heavier every year in college, but pros, that's where all the pro games are, basically. Anyway, listen, dude, again, that made my day saying use my rub. We all want to come up there again for commitments. And my son-in-law came back down from Michigan. He got me a bunch of lottery tickets, and I won $80. So I'm going to parlay it into some more lottery tickets. And, Bill, I know this is the capital of Tennessee, so I might be a little bit late cashing in my mega ticket because I've been dreaming of hitting this big, big scratch-off. So, Phil, I think it's going to go down, and then I'll buy a round for the whole what do you call it? The clubhouse? If you're staying in, penthouse? What is it?
Yes.
All right, brother.
The suite.
I'll talk to you.
All right, man. Appreciate the call there. Yes, we used his rub. We had a bunch of other rub. We've got a cabinet that is nothing but 1,000 trillion different shakers of rubs and flavors and whatever's out there. Nothing, at least for the moment now. At least for the moment, gets done until somebody, Jax Warbrick, says something about where Notre Dame is in all of this. Just saying. I don't know that it's a lock that they join a league. I do think it's more possible than ever that they do join a league, if that makes sense. You can have both of those be true together. I don't think, just because a bunch of people think it makes sense, that they do it. You got to remember, Notre Dame doesn't work that way, usually. But I do think it's more likely that their consideration about joining a league is more open-minded than probably ever before. Both true at the same time. How this gets rectified, I wish I could tell you. Usually on this show, I have a conclusion that I'm very confident in. Right? Whatever the topic may be, I've got a conclusion that it makes total sense to me, and I spit it out and I share it with you. On this one, I'm really ashamed that I don't have a conclusion for you on that one. It makes me mad because in my mind, I'd love to conclude. Here's what's going to happen with Notre Dame, but I can't do it. I've got opposing forces battling each other in my brain, which is not allowing me to conclude. Griff's coming up. God, where do we go with Griff? What do you want me to do with Griff today? I mean, okay, you've already told me, Bill, do not bring up Steve Spurrier. Don't get that going today. Okay, you're right about that. Well, let's see what happens. Griff, when we come back from the break, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. So far, so good as far as really bad interstate accidents. Now, started to bunch up pretty good a few minutes ago over here on 40 westbound trying to get past Fessler's. Traffic's off to a pretty good start so far. Coming inbound on I-40 as you come out of Mount Julian. All the traffic leaving Wilson County. 65 northbound near Rosa Parks. It's looking so much better now from that earlier crash that was up there. We did have a couple of fender benders in that area within the last hour or so. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, it's Patton Cook from Run With It. Let me tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing personalized, gentle care that you deserve. Smiles by Design are one of the few practices that offer state-of-the-art, needle-free cavity fillings. I started going to Dr. Jones 2 years ago, and he has completely changed my smile. They are located 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001 in Smyrna. You can visit their website at drduanejones.com for more information, or you can call them at 615-355-1033. Again, their number is 615-355-1033. Or you can search for them on social media at Smiles by Design. So be sure the next time you're looking for dentistry services, give my friends over at Smiles by Design a try. And don't forget to tell them Patton sent you.
Finding the right person for the job isn't easy. Just ask someone who hired a drama coach to be an IT guy.
Yeah, I'm having trouble logging in.
I'm not buying it. Say it again. This time with feeling.
I can't log in?
Come on, man. I want to feel your struggle.
But if you've got an insurance question, you can always count on your local GEICO agent. They can bundle your policies, which could save you hundreds.
Now, like your life depends on it.
I can't log in.
Yes, we'll make an actor out of you yet.
For expert help with all your insurance needs, visit geico.com/local today.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet, and once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Here's your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, partly sunny, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 96. Heat index values as high as 107. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 78. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction.
615-844-5600.
Hey, bring your ass on. Bring your ass on, you little sissy blue shirt.
Hi, Griffith. AJC's Dog Nation with us, and Griff. Thursday, Southern Cal UCLA news, joining the Big Ten in 2 years. Your thoughts on what's happening out there in this landscape?
Survival of the fittest. Survival of the fittest, Bill. I mean, you know, a lot of people are resistant to change, but there's really no alternative. I mean, we're asking ourselves how these college programs can afford $10 million a year coaching salaries and $2 million coordinators and $1 million strength coaches and players, you know, that want money, more money, even more money than the grants they get. Programs that want to build $80, $90 million football buildings, stadiums, investing, you know, tens of millions of dollars every year to become more competitive against the HD set. And we're saying, where does all this money come from? And the answer is that it comes from television contracts. And so these conferences have a responsibility to try to get as big a television contract as they can. And the way to do that is to enhance their conference by expanding their footprint. And in adding Southern Cal and UCLA, the Big Ten has just effectively added the number two television market to its television package, which is believed to be worth about $1 billion. $1 billion. And so that means a higher payout for all the member schools, and it means they can stay competitive and pay these salaries and build these facilities.
SEC Media Days here in a couple of weeks in Atlanta at the Hall of Fame. And it's kind of been quiet. I haven't heard a lot out of the SEC. I don't blame them. What do you think's happening and what are they thinking about?
Well, I mean, I think the coaches are off these couple of weeks. This is kind of the quiet time. This is the 2 weeks off the coaches get, right? Last week of June, first week of July. I think this is on the recruiting calendar. I believe these are kind of the quiet days. So, well, I mean, everybody's going to be focused on, you know, it's kind of like the Daytona 500, right? I mean, every car in the garage thinks they've got a chance to win. And then that's kind of where all the fans think that too. You know, you read the Lindy's magazine and you buy that, or Lathlon magazine, preseason magazines, and you're thumbing through the pages, and everybody's, you know, the glass is half full at every program. You know, players expected to break out, returning players expected to improve their stock, have starring roles, key games on the schedule. You know, just kind of whets the appetite. It's an annual tradition. You know, we get the preseason magazines, and then we roll there into the media days, which, as you said, this year will be in Atlanta. You know, it's an exciting time. Coaches will be behind the podium, and, you know, Mike Leach will come up with some curious thing to say, and Lane Kiffin will poke fun at somebody, and Jimbo and Nick will you know, make good and let everybody know that, you know, that their wounds are healed. They'll smooth that over, and, you know, Greg Sankey will provide some unique perspective on, you know, why the SEC is the best conference in the country. And, you know, and then, you know, that it be regular cast of characters, right, with the coaches coming in and the presentations, you know, more talking fodder.
What do you think the SEC office is considering with expansion?
Well, I mean, it's got to be worth it, right? You got to, you know, the juice has got to be worth the squeeze. If you're going to add a couple teams to the distribution pot, then they've got to bring a market. You know, you can't just add teams just to add teams. I mean, you know, you hear a lot of people say, "Oh, Florida State and Clemson." Well, I don't know that Tallahassee and Greenville really excite me as far as how many television sets they bring to the market. Now, Miami and North Carolina and Charlotte, yeah. North Carolina and Miami. Now those are, you know, now we're talking about Charlotte and Raleigh-Durham television markets. We're talking about Fort Lauderdale, Miami, South Florida television market. Both would be within the footprint. Those are a couple schools that seem to me like they would be attractive. And of course, the ACC has a grant in rights, but that grant in rights is with ESPN, which also has the SEC contract. So there's a little bit of flexibility for the SEC to work with the ACC because they're both overseen and contracted with ESPN. And or do they do some sort of partnership with the ACC? I don't know. I'm not really sure, you know, what the SEC has in store or planned. I've got to think that phone calls have been made to Notre Dame. Boy, that would be a great chip. If you could get Notre Dame in the SEC, if Notre Dame feels like they need to be in a conference, you know, their TV deal runs through 2025 with NBC. I think it's only 15 years, not that much. They get a much smaller share than the SEC schools get. But if you're Notre Dame, do you go to the Big Ten where you have some natural traditional rivalries with Michigan State, Michigan, USC? Or do you say, you know what, let's be a little different. Let's be the school in the Midwest that's in the SEC. And that's one way that Notre Dame could differentiate itself in recruiting from Michigan and Ohio State and Wisconsin and Michigan State, is to be an SEC program. Now I think you get a lot of that Midwestern talent at Notre Dame if you come to the SEC. It's you know, of course, it's tougher waters. You know, and it's also who's in charge. You know, for whatever reason, there's a perception that the Big Ten has a higher academic standard. They've got this association of some association schools are supposed to belong to. I guess Nebraska is the only one that doesn't. But, you know, there's some, you know, whatever. You know, does Notre Dame feel like, oh, you know. Meanwhile, the only reason Vanderbilt's exist is to, you know, do the crib notes for everybody else or something. Give the SEC some academic swag, I guess. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out. You know, you could build a lot of programs in Nashville that would be powerful football programs. It's just so crazy that you know, that it's got the worst program in the country there when you think about the market and the demographics in Nashville. But it's fascinating to me. Anyway, Notre Dame, to me, is the mystery school. And could the SEC pull that off? Could the SEC pull off getting Notre Dame in the league? To me, that would be pretty awesome.
Jeff, too, and you were just talking about this. Ask Griff. Notre Dame has natural rivalries, Michigan, Michigan State, Southern Cal, et cetera. He asked, is it a foregone conclusion they join the Big Ten, or would they consider the SEC? Here's the deal, Griff. If you're Notre Dame and you know that either league would love to have you, just sit there. See what the money's like. You don't have to do anything today, tomorrow. Let them fight for you a little bit.
Yeah, but what does fight for you mean? Does that mean that one of the leagues would give them a bigger share than the other schools? I mean, now we're talking like
probably
the
not.
Big 12 did.
Yeah.
Would they do that though? I don't know that Alabama and Georgia and Florida would sign up for that. I don't know that Ohio State and Michigan and Wisconsin. I don't know that those member schools would sign up for that. You know Notre Dame already carries a national brand. Now you want to give them more money than everybody else? I don't know that value is. I don't think that would happen. I think we're past that. I think if Notre Dame had their druthers, I think they would sit there and hope another, you know, NBC would come back with enough money to make it worth their while to stay independent. But you know, then they might have a scheduling issue though. I don't know. I mean, if all these conferences are going to more league games, we're talking about the SEC going to 9. The Big Ten's already at 9. You know, maybe their schedule. Yeah, I there's a lot of politics and a lot of moving parts. As far as just sitting there, yeah, they can because they're contracted through 2025. You know, but then there's also the question about, you know, if they're not in a conference, are they going to lose the automatic ability to qualify for the college football playoff if they're not in the league? And that's the ultimate goal. You know, they've got to think about that. Is, you know, how does not being in a conference affect your chances of making the college football playoffs? So there's a lot of questions about that. I'm curious to see. I think it'd be great if the SEC could add Notre Dame and Miami. Those would be the top two schools on my list.
They wouldn't offer them more money than the member institutions, but you got to remember this is Fox versus ESPN. So in bidding, because you would have to renegotiate contracts, I'm assuming Notre Dame and the rest of the league gets this much more because of their entry. And maybe it's more sexy in one of the leagues than the other. I don't really know yet. Maybe we don't know yet.
For sure. And, you know, I thought it was interesting reading some pieces out of the Pacific Northwest. You know, Oregon and Washington are kind of left hanging there. They're like, well, what about us? Well, your markets aren't big enough. So basically, you know, they've kind of gone to Phil Knight, the Nike boss, and said, hey, do you want to supplement this a little bit so Oregon's worth us taking? How much of a commitment would Nike have to make to get Oregon in the Big Ten? I mean, we're talking about a guy who gives billions of dollars away. I'm not exaggerating that. We're talking about a guy in Nike and Phil Knight. They just, I don't want to say it's money to burn, but, you know, a lot of money. Enough money that he could single-handedly compensate Oregon. Because right now, if Oregon and Washington joined, it would be a loss. Like I said a moment ago, you know, the juice has got to be worth the squeeze. You've got to bring enough value to make it worth the league splitting that revenue, splitting that piece of the pie two more ways. You've got to bring more value. And Washington and Oregon don't do that. They don't bring that value. They don't bring that market share that would be necessary or needed to justify the Big Ten adding them. So could Phil Knight and Nike supplement the television contract with a commitment to a certain amount? Could the Big Ten be, you know, sponsored by Nike? I mean, you know, a lot of times, and I'm a firm believer in this, though, when we look around the landscape and we ask why North Carolina's and Syracuse's and Kansas's don't get punished for cheating in basketball like other leagues, I'm a firm believer it's because of their value to the NCAA basketball tournament and what they bring in terms of viewership and sponsorships. And you're not going to bite the hand to feed you. Whereas we always say, well, why do these smaller programs get crushed? Well, because they don't bring any money and any value. You're going to punish the people that put dollars in your pockets. It's you can apply that to pretty much anything, it seems, for the most part. But there's some high-stakes sports politics going on, a little bit of the underbelly of sports showing up here. A lot of things fans didn't sign up for this, Bill. People didn't sign up to be listening to me and you talk about television market share right before football season. That is not why people love college football, because they don't love it because of NIL or market share. And we're hearing too much of this gibberish about college football, and it's turning some people off, even though as I'm telling them, hey, actually the game's getting better, the stadiums are getting better, the competition's better, you know, but there's a lot of these other politics. And I guess, you know, more for you, for your radio show fodder, you know, what if you read any 4th of July columns from, you know, different large sports organizations, you know, the way politics are crossing into sports right now is a blinking red light. There's a lot of people getting turned off by that. They don't want to read politics in sports. I don't blame them. I don't blame them.
Griff, down to about 90 seconds. Tom in Myrtle Beach says, Griff, Kirby Smart doesn't seem to be a big fan of the transfer portal or NIL. Do you think this environment would make him change his mind, or anything could happen to make him change his mind?
Well, I mean, he doesn't have to be a fan of it. Like you said, it's the world he lives in. I mean, if you had, you know, won a national championship under a certain set of rules and conditions, you wouldn't want him to change. I mean, you built your program for the parameters of the rules that are in place, and now we're kind of changing the rules and we're changing the parameters. That means Kirby's got to change how he does business. So I can understand why him and Nick Saban don't like it. Conversely, I can understand why programs that have been on the outside looking in, like A&M and Tennessee, are jumping for joy saying, here's our chance. Let's change some state laws. Let's get aggressive with this. Here's our chance, Tennessee and Texas A&M, to spend a little money. I mean, when you got the Haslam brothers, you know, one that owns a pro franchise, another one that's put a bid in, you don't think they got a little bit of extra money kicking around for some future Tennessee players NIL-wise? I mean, it ain't Texas oil money, but it ain't bad. Ain't no coincidence that everybody's looking out for the Vols now, Bill.
Griff, good stuff, sir. See you next week.
Have a good one.
Mike Griffith with the AJC's Dog Nation joins us. Yeah, joins us every Tuesday. Jack Swarbrick, line one. Jack Swarbrick, cell phone. Boy, what's his life like right now? No, it's good. Life is good. I don't mean in a bad way, but wow. You could say right now, Jack Swarbrick has college football, I don't want to say on hold, because, I mean, the Big Ten's happy with where they're at. SEC's happy with where they're at. But there's more. I mean, greed is a horrible thing until it's not greedy. And I don't know who coined this phrase, but it's true. It's true. And was it Branch Rickey? I don't know who coined this little phrase. Have you ever heard this? Greed is a terrible thing, unless, of course, you get in on the ground floor. You ever heard that one? That one's an old one. Greed is a horrible, terrible thing. Everybody says greed is bad, right? It's a terrible thing, unless, of course, you happen to get in on the ground floor. So if you're the Big Ten and you're the SEC, metaphorically speaking, you got in on the ground floor. However, this has been built up, you're in. You hold all the power, along with Notre Dame right now. And everybody else is at your... at your decision-making. They're held hostage by that. To a certain extent. Yeah, to a certain extent. All right, we'll get a break. Fast-moving Tuesday edition. Hope you had a fantastic holiday weekend. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. There is a couple of accidents still getting some attention out here. TDOT's been busy with some stalled vehicles in the area of I-40 near Fessler's within the last hour or so. It's still moving 65 through Brentwood, Franklin, still on the scene of a wreck at Murfreesboro, Pike at Morris, Gentry Boulevard, and it's still looking decent right now down 65 through Robertson County. Some radar through Robertson and Sumner County this morning. Hey, Ripley's has a great summer camp experience lined up for the kids. Log on to Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Summer is in full swing and the deals are heating up at Lowe's. Find 4th of July savings to keep your yard looking healthy the whole season. Protect your soil from the heat with a bag of Scott's Naturescapes mulch, now 3 for $10. And celebrate the 4th with our select 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals, 2 for $10. Find more savings this 4th of July at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Valid 6/23 through 7/6, while supplies last. Annuals offer in-store only. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey Nashville, Ray here from Run With It. Let me tell you about our sponsor, Boom Boss Craft Pizza and Tap House. And with 4 locations in Bellevue, Murfreesboro, Spring Hill, and East Nashville, they're your home for the best gourmet pizza and craft beers in Music City. Join me on Monday nights at the East Nashville location for poker night. And if you think you know everything, try Wednesday night trivia at both locations. Gourmet pizzas, craft beers, online at boombozz.com. Boom Boss Craft Pizza and Tap House.
The world champs are back. The Braves are out to defend their world championship. And behind Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Dansby Swanson, Max Fried, and this loaded 2022 roster, a repeat is within reach.
Here goes Ozzy, 2-2 on the way. Hit well. Deep center field. Might have ourselves a tie ball game. You betcha.
And we'll bring you every huge moment of the Braves 2022 season right here.
The Braves, live here on Nashville Sports Radio. Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Hey, get rid of Bruce Pearl for having too many hot dogs on his grill.
Cliff diving this morning, down about 550 on the Dow. It's almost as if over the last few months, that doesn't even startle you when you see that. Doesn't even get a rise out of you. It's like, okay, there's another crash. Not really a crash, but another horrible day. Now, horrible, it's a fantastic day if you're on the short side of that. Depends on which side you're on. Which side... Let me tell you something. Down money, meaning when the market's cratering, is faster than up money, if that makes sense. You can make more money if you're on the right side of crater days like this than you can most days when it's up. It's faster money. Now, most people kind of like gambling. Most amateur gamblers bet on the favorite. They think about, okay, this team's going to win. I'm taking the winner, right? Plus or minus the points. That's what most in the market think. They think, okay, these are going to go up. I'm going to bet it. I'm going to put my money in these particular stocks. And there are people who strictly, I mean literally only, short things. They're perpetual bears. In this kind of market, that's pretty good. Now, if you got into that starting about March, April of 2020, and you stayed short after the stock market plummet because of COVID, and you tried to stay short through that, you got killed because the market took off from that point for about 2 years, 18 months. Yeah, if you stayed short right after that initial 3 weeks to a month, you got destroyed. And lots of people did. Because the media every day was telling you this is so bad that everything's going to hell. And they wanted it to. It's part of their drumbeat. No Kev up in Chicago. Any chance a lesser brand in the Big Ten or SEC gets left out? You can have a bigger share per team if you keep the number of teams the same. Don't know if I understand the question, but let me try and envelop it this way. There was some talk on this show earlier. We were talking about it that, okay, Oregon and Washington right now do not warrant entry into the league, into the Big Ten, because they don't bring $70 to $80 to $100 million per year per team. They don't probably bring half of that. The payout with the new contract is going to be between $70 and $100 million. We can give you that kind of wide swath. Somewhere in there. Might be $100, maybe $85, whatever it is. Washington and Oregon don't bring that per team. Just to break even for the other teams in the league. You're not bringing them in and then tell everybody, okay, you're going to make $10 million less than you were going to make, but we're going to bring them in. You don't do that. Now, one way to do it, and right now Oregon and Washington is not getting invited. That could change. That could change. As of right now, it's not a priority for the Big Ten. Notre Dame's the priority. But if you were to eventually double back, because Oregon and Washington will come whenever you want them to. You know this. You set up the rules to where they don't make as much. They make more than they were going to make in the Pac-12, probably significantly more, but you're not going to make as much as Northwestern, Minnesota, Indiana, Purdue. Bill, they're better programs. They're better brands. Maybe they are, but they're already in the league. You're not going to do that to a team that's a program that's been in the league. So maybe everybody gets 85 in the Big Ten and you promise them 65. That's probably double what they would have gotten if they would have stayed at, well, more than double as we sit here now. You got to remember, it was estimated that when the Pac-12 contract is up in 24 with Southern Cal and UCLA, with them, it was going to be worth about $500 million. What's it worth now with them not being involved after 24? 300? 250? What Washington and Oregon will get currently under the new deal might not be $30 million. What if you said everybody in the Big Ten is going to get a lot more money? Let's say they're getting $85, $90. We'll give you $60. That's twice what you would have gotten. Maybe they cut a deal like that. I don't know. As of right now, they're not cutting a deal with them, though. I think that's open. I think that's open to change. I think that's the conversation they've had. We may circle back around here. I know you hope we do. But they're not worth it. They're good brands. They're not worth that. The sad reality there. Time in Myrtle Beach. Bill, I haven't looked at the market in about a month since all my crypto is almost zero. Thinking about shorting American Airlines this month. I don't think that's a bad idea at all, but be careful. It's big. It's down big right now. Everything is. So I wouldn't short it. Buy it when it's up. Or, excuse me, short it when it's up. I wouldn't try. I don't think it's up. Also says, Bill, the more I hear people talk about it, I think Notre Dame to the SEC is a good idea. It'd be really good for Notre Dame and the SEC. Well, I've never, that would be so, it'd be hilarious, but so unpredictable. Okay, one more break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. There is a couple of accidents still getting some attention out here. TDOT's been busy with some stalled vehicles in the area of I-40 near Fessler's within the last hour or so. It's still moving 65 through Brentwood, Franklin, still on the scene of a wreck at Murfreesboro, Pike at Morris, Gentry Boulevard, and it's still looking decent right now down 65 through Robertson County. Some radar through Robertson and Sumner County this morning. Hey, Ripley's has a great summer camp experience lined up for the kids. Log on to Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props, game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook, you can combine prop bets from multiple games, now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them at FanDuel. Combine player props you love with your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. Let's say maybe you don't want to build your own. No problem. Check out their popular Same Game Parlays, where you can join the other bets users are jumping in on. If you're new to FanDuel, just sign up, use the promo code BKING. Get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use that promo code BKING.
21 and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
From the big game to the big dance, Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is your game day and watch party headquarters. Don't worry about entertaining guests and trying to feed everyone. Sit back, relax, cheer on your team, and let the Bar Lines staff take care of you. Grab a Bar Lines signature cocktail and enjoy some wicked deviled eggs. Or a Bar Lines double stack and finish it off with some Jack and Coke chocolate cake. Bust your belly and your bracket at Bar Lines. Located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Tyler Reddick took home his first career Cup Series win. Man, it's about time at Road America this past weekend. Up next is Atlanta Motor Speedway for the Cup Series. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Tyler Reddick, and you're listening to the Final Lap.
Every single weekday right here.
Here's your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, partly sunny, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 96. Heat index values as high as 107. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 78. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, I can't believe it. 92 yards and Lindsay really got in a foot race. I broke my chair. I came right through a chair, a metal steel chair with about a 5-inch cushion. I broke it. The booth came apart. The stadium fell down. Now they do have to renovate this thing. They'll have to rebuild it now. This is incredible. You know, this game has always been called the world's greatest cocktail party. Do you know what is going to happen here tonight? And up at St. Simon's and Jekyll Island and all those places where all those dog people have got these condominiums for 4 days? Man, is there going to be some property destroyed tonight?
So classic. So good. Baseball, Zane Denton, who's from here, announced he's transferring to Tennessee. That's a baseball story. That happened last couple of days. We touched on all the recruiting a little earlier. Bunch of announcements. Mike Farrell, I'm going to get him Thursday. Unless something changes, he'll be with us Thursday. And that went well a couple of weeks ago. He's going to join us a couple times a month. 614 Rob up in Ohio. Why would teams be on? This is a good question. Like Illinois, Maryland, Rutgers, Minnesota, Indiana, to name a few, get paid the same as Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, Wisconsin. He says even Southern Cal deserves more than these lesser teams. the Big Ten could do that, and there's no recourse for those teams. But that's not going to happen. Number one, you have to remember that these decisions are not AD votes. These are presidents, chancellors. And they're not going to do that. Business has always been conducted that way in the Big Ten. I'm not saying things can't change through the years, but I don't see them changing that. I could see new members being relegated some, maybe. Why not? You don't have to give. If you circle back on Washington and Oregon, you don't have to give them equal money. They're not worth it, first and foremost. Those other teams are long-standing, maybe not the brands, but the long-standing teams for many, many decades, centuries maybe, in that league. And you're not going to reverse course on them. Now, it's a good question. It's a good question, but if you did that, then you just go by who's the most powerful brand name, and pay everybody that way. That inequality would cause problems. I don't think it's not necessary to do that. Gene Smith, the AD at Ohio State, said months ago, look, just talking about the power. And he said it here recently in an On3 article, too. He said, look, the Big Ten and the SEC, with these announcements, Texas, OU a year ago, and then just here recently, the Southern Cal UCLA news, that didn't separate them out. They were already separating out. This just further advances it. The separation had long since occurred. This just takes it and multiplies it. That's what this does. And he's right about that. What I'm really interested in, though, is between now and all these conference, those conference media days events, just for me, I know you guys enjoy them. I don't get anything out of them. I'll have them on, but nothing ever comes out of there much that is enlightening. I know you love it, and a lot of the media likes it too, just because it's football, they're talking football, and it means we're getting closer, and I understand all that. That doesn't catch me. That doesn't give me personally a buzz, though. I'll have it on, and if anything good comes out of it, I'll obviously have it on the show. But now I'm more excited about it because all these leagues, whether you're as powerful as the Big Ten or the SEC, and all the questions that'll come up to either the commissioner of those leagues or the head football coaches, they'll be asked their ideas, even though they'll probably evade the question, which is understandable. But that conversation, things are going to come out of it. And this expansion talk, if it stays quiet between now and all these media days, makes those way more interesting for me personally. Way more interesting. No, Kev. Bill, did you see where Kumar Rocker had minor shoulder surgery? I think it was this past fall. And he said he's starting to get healthy and he's moving up the MLB draft boards. He I think, might go in the first round. And Scott Boros is his agent, right? And I believe, was it shoulder related? I don't think it was elbow. Nonetheless, they say he's doing fantastic right now. I haven't kept up with it too much, but that's been a weird story from the beginning. Very strange, but I hope everything turns out. I tell you, and I've never met him. I just watched him. I'm a huge fan of his. His years, 3 years there at Vanderbilt. Fun to watch, though, man. Man, I loved watching him pitch. Tomorrow, remember, Brett Ciancia was not with us last week because he was very sick with COVID. I think he's doing better. I'll hear from him, but the plan is to have him back tomorrow. Early on the show, and he's finished up. I think he's finished up his SEC work, so now it's just getting his content out there. And then Blake Ruffino will be with us. A lot of LSU news. A lot of football commitments. They moved into the top 10-ish, top 15-ish in some of the rankings. And they've taken I don't know how many baseball trips. Tons of them. A lot of big names in there, too. Mike Farrell on Thursday is the plan. Remember, Kevin Hagan will not be with us for a few weeks. Market is just puking red right now. Get on the short side, y'all. That's how you fend that off. Get on the short side, then. Elon Musk did finally tweet. Didn't really say anything. I think he said something like happy fourth, right? Anyways. Short everything else but him. How about that? Live spot.